Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Get started with Matt.
Hi, Bob. Do you have anything new on Ramon Laureano this morning?
He had an MRI yesterday, and we will have the results at some point in time when Dr. Workman looks at him this morning. Buddy Reed also has a right quad strain. He had an MRI yesterday as well. So we'll get the results of those both a little later this morning.
Manolo?
The injury, Laureano's injury, has been pinpointed. Maybe it's a oblique twing thing.
Intercostal, a little farther in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing I've noticed a lot that you have used Elvis as a second in the lineup, in the same as you have been using Canna at the leadoff spot.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part.
That I noticed that in the spring you have been using Elvis a lot in the second spot of the lineup. What are some of the things you like of him in that spot of the lineup, Elvis Andrus?
He's hit there quite a bunch before. I'm moving around the lineup some. Actually, Jed's probably hit there the most in the games that he has played. He'll hit a little bit lower today. You know, might be just more trying to get him some at-bats and against left-handed pitching, maybe move him up a little bit. But he has a lot of experience in the two spot, you know, a guy that can hit behind the runner and, you know, probably a more so than anybody else, a guy that can handle the bat and do some things that, you know, maybe some of our other guys really don't profile in doing.
Jess?
Hey, Bob. Obviously, you have Puck starting. How did that conversation go with him to let him know that he's on the bump today?
You know, I didn't even tell him. Emo did. He wants to start. I'm sure he's excited about it. So, you know, we just kind of are where we are right now. And it gives us the opportunity with Mike down to be able to start him in games and maybe stretch him out a little bit more and know exactly, you know, how far we can go with them. So, yeah, I'm sure he's excited.
There's only a few innings to kind of go off of, but Lou Trevino has been very solid this spring. What have you liked out of him?
I would agree. You know, it's never about stuff with him. It's just about, you know, consistency, throwing strikes, repeating his delivery, you know, being a good mental frame. So, yeah, it's like I said, you know, it's a lot of times it's tough to repeat, especially when it's your first year in the big leagues. The kind of year that he had, and now it's about getting back closer to that than maybe we saw, you know, the last year and a half or so.
Shana?
How many innings are anticipating having Puck going today or pitches?
I two-ish, I think. You know, depends on pitches, maybe three, but I'm guessing more like two.
And what's the play that Buddy Reed got the injury on, or was it off the field?
No, he did it in the cage. It was one swing in the cage yesterday, and he just felt it. So it was obviously enough to where we, you know, the training staff didn't want him to play and shut him down. It could be a while, unfortunately, but we'll have a little bit more detail on that after the MRI when it's read.
Ken?
Do you have an update on, by the way, good morning, Bob. Do you have an update on Rosenthal and Murphy next couple of days, perhaps?
Rosenthal is pitching today.
Okay.
And Murphy is catching tomorrow. I got that wrong. Murphy was always scheduled to play tomorrow. Maybe I'm just a little eager.
So it's Murphy today and Rosenthal tomorrow.
Other way around.
Rosenthal today, Murphy tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. When you watch Jed now, Bob, does it almost look like he was never gone? Like he looks like he's moving around well. And I know he was gone for 2 years, but you kind of flash on when you watch him out there, like here he is, he's playing second base and he was kind of never gone.
Yeah. I mean, he looks a lot better than I would have imagined based on the fact that he did nothing the last couple of years. As we've said often, he's done his best work here and he's been his most durable here. So I know that the surgery was important for him. He did not have that when he was over there. And I think, you know, confidence wise in his knee, he just feels that much better. So, you know, he's gotten a ton of at bats and, you know, in these sim games, kind of get him up to speed as far as his at bats here. But sure, I would probably tend to agree with you as far as that goes.
Matt?
Do you have anything new on when Fires might throw again, or is that still unknown?
Yeah, still unknown. No throws of right now.
And for Reed, is that, I guess, particularly frustrating for him, just given the impression he's been making so far in camp?
I would say absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is the best opportunity he's ever had to play. You know, I know it's still spring training, but he's gotten a lot of at-bats, and he's played with the A group at times. So, yeah, I'm sure he's very disappointed.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. You touched on Elvis having abilities like hitting behind the rudder and stuff. He is a bona fide base stealer. He's talked with his teammates about that part of his game, and others have had interest in that. Does he open the door to allow you to potentially have a little more creativity offensively with your club? Do you see some of that stuff blending to some of the other guys, either – you know, putting guys more in motion, things of that nature offensively?
You know what, our roster, our lineup, our guys are who they are. I don't know that one guy comes in and completely changes the narrative on that. And he didn't run much last year. I mean, he had some injuries. He is a little bit older. I think there are, you know, I wouldn't expect him to steal 40 bases or anything like that, but I would expect him to be very opportunistic. And what he has is he's very educated and smart. And when those stolen, the easier stolen bases could come. And in turn, he's imparting that to our players too. You know, that there are opportunities maybe that, you know, that without the experience that he has, that maybe some guys don't see. So I think it's just as much education for these guys as it is, you know, him being a guy that when you talk about a bona fide base dealer, you know, we'll see how he is physically. Again, I don't expect him to steal 40 bases.
But do you see enough of him physically right now that not that he's going to get to that number, but potentially he is certainly someone that's moving better than 2020. And he looks more like maybe 18 or 19 Elvis in terms of that part of his game?
You know, I don't know yet. I mean, he's also intimated to me. It takes guys like him a little while in spring to get going and start even stealing bases and being – how many did he steal in 19? Just out of curiosity? Oh, okay. So I don't know. We're still learning him. We're still learning what he has to offer. And I think, you know, starting about now to, you know, to the regular season, we'll start to see – a little bit more what he's capable of on the bases.
Manolo.
Hey, Bob, with Sean starting tomorrow as a catcher for the first time, are you going to do something similar to that with Chapman, one day catch, one day DH, one day catch, one DH, or he's ready to catch consecutive days?
You know what? I rely on the training staff. I would say he's not able to catch every day yet. You know, it's probably one on, one off, and then – you know, hopefully get some DH at bats. And if not, we'll get some more at bats here in the sim games and at minor league camp.
Matt.
Just who would you have behind Canna right now in center? Who are the backup options with the two guys that are down?
Laureano. No. Right now, Tom can play center. Thomas can play center. We're a little limited as far as center field right now.
Ken.
Might be getting ahead of myself a little bit, Bob, but as you break camp a week from Monday and without the Bay Bridge series this year, would you like to have a workout at night at the Coliseum on the 30th on that Tuesday, or does that factor in? Is that a factor to you at all?
It would be a factor if it was the first where we have an off day and then a workout and then a game. I'm not going to work them out at night. We'll have a game against the Dodgers at night. The thing about night games are you see the ball better for the most part. And so I don't think it's that important. It's nice when you do have the Bay Bridge series. You know, we usually play a couple night games over there and a day game at our place. But, after one game, I think guys get pretty acclimated to it.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.